Hi folks, Dave, the Honest Audiophile, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about my view of the audio community, some concerns that I have, and then also just a few thoughts about how we can improve and change and just get back to what the audiophile community is all about. These views are not pointed at anyone in particular, but the audio community as a whole. I am concerned. The audio community is a hot mess, in my opinion. You have YouTube, Discord, Patreon, websites, open forums, podcasts, you name it. There are all kinds of avenues for audio reviews, audio impressions, and all sorts of things involving audio. But I've had no option but to leave many of them, and that's because, sadly, a lot of them have chosen to be toxic with attacking and bullying and become full of content that's just disgusting and embarrassing for the audio community, in my opinion. And a lot of these avenues for information have become like they think that they are the final say. And people treat them like they are this audio god. And they are like the only view and the only impression. And if you agree, then you're in. If you disagree, then you're open to attack, bullying. And it's just so appalling and just wrong, in my opinion, and that's the reason why I have chosen to leave so many of them. I know that we all have varying opinions and impressions and experiences, and that's what makes the audio community so much fun. The audio universe is vast and has insane amounts of paths to venture down. But just because someone is on another path or jumps from different paths randomly, it doesn't mean that they are fresh meat for attacking or bullying. Also, just because someone disagrees with your take on a particular product doesn't mean that they are open for attacking and bullying. We all have our favorite shopping sites, forums and servers and channels and brands. But just because someone else likes it and you don't, doesn't mean they are wrong and you are right. There are various styles of reviewing and giving impressions that are out and about, and YouTube, and forums, and servers, and even now podcasts. But just because the reviewer doesn't have the same experience as you, doesn't have the ability to demo all the same products that you do, or doesn't have the money to purchase gear, or reviews differently than you, or prefers things differently than you, or reviews things differently than you prefer, doesn't immediately open them up for criticism from the community. A lot of reviewers do fund their own channels, and they also do have limited financing. So that's the reason why it's important for the communities to come around these reviewers and lend out gear and give them opportunities to hear things that they may not have the chance or opportunity to. It's important for the communities to come and support reviewers that they enjoy and that they learn from and that they feel have the best abilities to be able to help the community and to provide information, viable information to the community. We all are on different levels of experience and budget and interests and lifestyles, and it should all be accepted and respected. Whether you agree or disagree with a review, it should garner the same type of response that is kind, thoughtful, and constructive. There is no place anywhere in the audio community for attacking someone for whatever reasons, whether it be for age or weight or how they look, or preferences, or abilities, or styles, or budgets, or, you know, whether or not you think that they have good ears or bad ears, or if you think that they're too old to be in it, or if you think that they have bad choices in gear, or whatever. There is no place to attack them and bully them. No place anywhere in the audio community, in my opinion. Bullying and cyberbullying are dangerous and hateful, but sadly, it is prominent in our audio community. If you can't say something nice, consider what you're wanting to say before opening your mouth, or before you go on a tirade on the keyboard, or before you say it on a live stream, or in the chat room of a live stream. You know, however you, wherever you say it, wherever your avenue is, really consider it before you say it. I implore you all to highly consider your actions and words before the keyboard warrior rants and vocal flame burner moments. As for my fellow reviewers and live streamers, why do you attack other reviewers and live streamers? And why are you doing it publicly? That's just wrong. All you end up looking and sounding like is a pompous know-it-all jerk. Pounding out your thoughts and opinions on bias and subjectivity and objectivity is fine to do. And, you know, getting your points across, whether or not you agree with one certain type of frequency response, or if you agree with one certain type of target curves, and if you think that a certain headphone has this type of bass or this type of treble, and what sound stage is, and what tone and timbre and details and resolution and how they all apply. That's all important, and it's fine to do. But do it in an appropriate manner that is constructive, not one that is tearing down others and causing divides among the audio community. Reviewers that have been partaking in this behavior should be ashamed, because all you are doing is making yourself look like a know-it-all snob. By doing this, you are not better. You are not helping the audio community to grow and understand with these actions and with all this type of just responses that you are giving to the community. And you are feeding the community, and you are growing a community around you that is turning toxic against other viewpoints and alternative thought. And it is wrong. For those who subscribe to these channels and partake in such activities, you should be ashamed as well and should consider your reasons. I don't care how much gear you have heard, how many reviews you've done, if you are a loudmouth, know-it-all, pompous, jerk, snob when you are talking about it, I won't listen or participate. When you say that you are better than this person because you've heard or you own some rare, hard-to-obtain gear, and that they should be ignored because they aren't you, I'm writing you off. Get out of your tiny bubble and care about someone. Find someone you can help instead of tearing them down and lifting yourself up. Be humble. Treating others like they are trash and all their gear is trash because it isn't as good as yours is a horrible way of treating others in the audio community. Music is for enjoyment, and music can be enjoyed on anything that plays music in some way or other. And people enjoy music in totally different ways. And just because someone enjoys music in one way that you don't, doesn't mean that they are wrong and you are right. Open your minds and ears to love people and the enjoyment of music instead of being a biased, know-it-all, pompous prick that only cares about yourself because nothing else matters. Because other things do matter. Get over yourself and start enjoying life as an audiophile by enjoying the experience with the community. Being judgmental and hateful is destructive, not constructive. I used to enjoy the audio community, but lately, it's been changing my mind very quickly. Let's get back to being what the audio community is built upon: enjoyment of music, enjoyment of hearing others' experiences, and exploring gear that you can afford. I implored audio know-it-all snobs to try some true budget gear, something $250 or less, and see if you can find a gem or two. You'd probably be surprised. All I ask is that we all get along. We accept everyone in the audio community for who they are and what they offer, and get over yourself. Be humble and love each other. We all have feelings, thoughts, and opinions, and everyone reacts differently. So be aware of your words and actions, and please consider them before posting or chatting or voicing a live stream in a review on a forum in a podcast. It's been Dave, the Honest Audiophile. Thank you for listening to the podcast today, and I'll catch you next time.